Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a story about Rabbi Yitzchak Luria, the famous Mekubal Kabbalist known as the Arizal. And in fact, the Chabad Siddur that we use today is based on the Nusach Arizal, the prayer order written by the Arizal. He was a major figure in Jewish history, in Torah history, that with him it became, for the first time, a mitzvah to publicize the teachings of Chassidus, or of Kabbalah, of the inner essence of the Torah. One time, just before Shabbos began, the Arizal took his students outside of the city of Tzfas, where they lived, to greet the Shabbos queen, as was his custom. While they were singing, however, this time, something very different happened. Arizal turned to his students and he said to them, "My friends and students, would you like to go to Yerushalayim and celebrate Shabbos there?" Now, Yerushalayim was a long way from Tzfas, and it still is. It was obvious that he didn't mean to walk, according to nature, from Tzfas to Yerushalayim. What it was obvious that he meant was that if we come now, the Geula will come. If we are ready right now, the Arizal meant, if we're ready to go to Yerushalayim, we will travel there miraculously and we'll have the Geula. That's what he meant, although he didn't say the words. The students understood that that's what he meant. Now, some of the students right away said, "Yes, we're ready." And other ones said, "Well, you know, we have to consult with our wives first, as it says in Shulchan Aruch." As soon as Arizal heard the second group, he clasped his hands together in alarm, and he said, "Oy, oy, oy, we missed an opportunity to bring Mashiach. If all of you had responded, 'Yes, we are ready to go to Yerushalayim with great joy,' then Mashiach would have come. The time of the Geula was there as an opportunity. But since some of you said we have to ask our wives first, the opportunity for the redemption slipped away." What a story. Now, have we ever heard of such a story before? Actually, we've heard of many stories like this before. When the Jewish people came to the Yam Suf, Moshe said that Hashem says, "Travel onwards." How could they possibly travel onwards? But there was one person who said, "Okay, I'm ready, Nachshon ben Aminadav." And because he was ready to travel onwards, and soon after that, all the Jewish people followed him, therefore the sea split. The whole idea of going out of Mitzrayim, Moshe basically saying, "Come with me to go out of Mitzrayim." It was not according to nature to be able to have an entire nation get up and leave slavery. But they followed Moshe Rabbeinu, one-fifth of the Yidden. And so too throughout many, many other stories that we read about in the Chumash and in the Nevi'im, it all depends on trusting the word of Hashem through the Navi. And when the Yidden would trust the word of Hashem through the Navi, then things would happen the right way. And the same thing it is now, that our Chachamim in our generation tell us that Geula is very, very close. Rebbe tells us that it's very, very, very close. We just have to do this, or just have to do that. Just have to ask sincerely that Mashiach should come, and so forth. And so this is our opportunity, a very, very special opportunity to bring the Geula. And as we've mentioned before, learning about Mashiach and Geula is one of the things that will bring it quicker. And therefore, I would like to refer to the next part of the Rambam that we're learning, that Mashiach has to be a person who will strengthen Torah and mitzvahs. What about Yashka, who so many millions of people believe is Mashiach? How do we know for sure he cannot be Mashiach? Impossible. The Rambam discusses it. He says, because he weakened the Torah and mitzvahs. He encouraged people not to do the Torah and mitzvahs, that these mitzvahs we don't need anymore, or this one is just something you have to think about, or whatever the foolishness is. But anybody who's not strengthening Torah mitzvahs encouraging Jewish people to strengthening the Torah mitzvahs, for sure can't be Mashiach, because that's one of the principal jobs of Mashiach. So therefore, let us strengthen in our Torah mitzvahs, learning more Torah, doing more mitzvahs, especially learning about Mashiach and Geula, but including learning about all parts of the Torah, Gemara, Halacha, Chumash, Navi, as well as Chassidus. And this will certainly bring Mashiach quicker. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.